Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Portland Trailblazers and the Chicago Bulls. Portland comes in with a record of 26-26, Chicago 24-27. Over their last 10, Portland is 6-4 and has won 3 in a row. Meanwhile, Chicago 5-5 over that span won their last contest. Here are the numbers. Portland averages 114.5 a game, gives up 113.8 for a positive differential of 0.7. Meanwhile, Chicago scores 114.3, gives up 114.1, which means they have a positive differential of just 0.2. Turnovers, the Bulls take care of the ball surprisingly well, 13.2 turnovers per game, Portland about one more per contest at 14.1. Shooting numbers, 48.2% from the field by the Blazers, 48.9% by the Bulls. Chicago is 36.8% from long range versus 37.7% by the Blazers. Blazers shoot 79.1% from the free throw line. Chicago is 81.4% from the stripe. And lastly, bench scoring. Portland, the worst bench in the NBA in scoring output, just 24.7 points per game. Chicago's bench, no shakes, but at 30.1 against this team, it may as well be the best bench in the NBA. And this will be the first time this year these two teams are playing. It is a home game for the Bulls, who are without Lonzo Ball, and Alex Caruso is listed as doubtful. Meanwhile, for Portland, Yusef Nurkic is out. Justice Winslow, Gary Payton II, both questionable. And the question is, can the Blazers continue to win? And who wins the Battle of the Guards? Without Ball and Caruso, there's going to be a lot of opportunity, I believe, defensively against the Chicago backcourt for Portland's guards, namely Lillard and Simons, to really exploit. I think that's dangerous. I think the Bulls are in trouble here. Without Caruso, if Caruso doesn't play, I think they're going to have a hard time slowing down Portland's backcourt. And as a result, I think Portland wins this game. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Portland and Chicago. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Portland Trailblazers and the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls open up as 5-point favorites, but it's gone down now a half point. The Bulls are now favored by 4.5, and the over-under is at 233. The Trailblazers are 26-26 on the season, 28-24 against the spread with 23 overs, 28 unders, and one push. They're also 12-15 on the road this season. And the Trailblazers, they've won 5 out of their last 6 games, 4-2 against the spread with 4 overs in that span. They're also 4-0 against the spread on the second game of a back-to-back. So I do like the fact that it is a back-to-back for them, because honestly, it's just Damian Lillard. He plays really well on a second day of a back-to-back, and that's kind of been the definition of their season. He's been in and out of the lineup, and when he plays, they're just awesome to watch. And honestly, any game that has Damian Lillard involved in it, that's a lot of fun to watch, let's be real. So I like overs whenever the Trailblazers play, and at 233, I do like the over in this game. But the Bulls, on the other hand, they're 24-27, 26-23-2 against the spread. They have also had 23 overs, 27 unders, and one push. They're 14-11 at home, so they're horrible on the road. They're horribly below 500 on the road, but they're at least 14-11 at home. But 24-27 on the season, the Bulls had a lot better aspirations this season. Obviously having Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, but Lonzo Ball getting hurt did not really help anything for them. That really set them back this season, but still, even without him, you're expecting a lot more out of the Bulls. And recently for the Bulls, it has not been going well. They've lost 3 out of their last 5. 4 of those 5 have hit the under. They're also 2-3 against the spread in those 5 games. But the Bulls, they won their last game, and they've had 5 straight unders following a win. So the over in this game, I do like it more than the under, just because I like rooting for overs when it comes to Damian Lillard. And I think the Bulls have enough skill to get you to that over number. But when it comes to this game, I actually like the Trailblazers getting 4.5 points on the road. I can't trust a team like the Bulls to be favored by 4.5 in any sense. So I like the Trailblazers to go in as underdogs, and I like the over in this game. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a stack in the NBA betting preview between the Portland Trailblazers and the Chicago Bulls.